Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've got some updated information this morning on the New York Police Department's Demographics Unit. Now, that's a bland name for a very controversial program in which the NYPD surveils Muslim and Middle Eastern communities in New York and New Jersey. For more than a year, the Associated Press has been all over this story. They even won a Pulitzer Prize for their investigations into the Demographics Unit. And they reported yesterday that new court documents show that in 6 years of operation, the unit has never opened any investigations related to terrorism. We're joined now by the reporter of that story, Adam Goldman. Adam, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, just quickly, recap for us what you reported on the Demographics Unit at the NYPD. Very controversial program. Remind us what it is.
The Demographics Unit is a part of the NYPD Intelligence Division that set out to literally map the ethnic neighborhoods of New York City, the five boroughs. They wanted to know where Pakistanis live, if people spoke Urdu, where were they living? They wanted to know where they shopped, where they lived, where they prayed. And they would dispatch these officers. They were called rakers, and they would literally rake these neighborhoods looking for supposed trouble spots.
Now, just to be clear, what the NYPD was doing is legal, correct?
Well, that itself is being litigated right now.
Okay.
Some believe it's constitutionally suspect. It's one thing for the NYPD to go to public places. Any citizen can do that. It's another thing to go to public places and record conversations and put them in documents and then put them in police computers. In the end, what happens is innocent Americans get put in secret police files.
Now, you did a series of stories about this, some very well-received stories. Your latest story, though, says that this program has not triggered a single terrorism investigation or even created a lead. That sounds like a massive failure. Is that what you're reporting here?
Yeah, that's essentially what we're reporting. This particular spying was, in the end, fruitless. Hmm. And it not only goes back 6 years, but this is testimony from the commanding officer of the Intelligence Division. He testified as part of this class action lawsuit. We've been down this road with the NYPD before. In the 50s and 60s, there was a Red Square. So, of course, they thought they had to spy on communists. They had to root them out because that could destroy the fabric of our country. Galati, the commanding officer, admitted that, well, within the last 6 years and possibly 12, we've never developed a lead or a terrorism investigation from this spying. And the NYPD has held up their efforts is vital to the fight in counterterrorism. So if they've never produced a lead or generated a terrorism investigation, well, how vital is this? And is this, in fact, worth, you know, what Muslims see as a violation of their civil rights?
Well, one of the concerns really is that when programs like this become evident, when people know that they're happening, some of those communities that the you know, intelligence agencies and police departments are interested in looking into start to pull back. I want to play you a clip of Michael Ward. He's the FBI agent in charge of the Newark division.
We're starting to see cooperation being pulled back. People are concerned that they're being followed. People are concerned that they can't trust law enforcement and is having a negative impact.
So aside from the legal concerns, the human impact is that maybe people just don't trust the police as much anymore.
Oh, exactly. And Ray Kelly and Bloomberg have said relations are fine with the Muslim community in New York, and that is just false. We've developed deep ties in these Muslim communities, and they feel violated. They feel like they're being watched. They're paranoid. These activities have now chilled free speech. People are afraid to go to mosques. People are afraid to go to Muslim student association meetings at the colleges. And, you know, for what it's worth, you know, these people, in the Muslim communities, they're on the front lines of terrorism. So if they see somebody who's perhaps going the wrong way, you know, as I like to say in the counterterrorism business, being radicalized, you know, the government, you know, the FBI and police should rely on those people to come forward and tell them. But if they don't believe they're partners in this fight against terrorism, and in fact they can't be trusted merely because they're Muslim and they're being spied on, these people don't want to cooperate with the police, and they are furious.
Now, Adam, I guess it's no surprise that the NYPD is not a huge fan of this Associated Press investigation, or probably of you personally at the moment. They vehemently deny some of the things that you've been reporting. A spokesman for the police department yesterday sent a statement to Bob Henley. He's a political reporter for our co-producer WNYC, a station that's obviously been looking into this as well. I want to tell you what Paul Brown, the police spokesman, said, and then I want to get your response. He says, the AP's premise that the demographic unit was used for wholesale spying on Muslims, using undercover officers and informants to do so, was false. The small unit, about eight people, surveyed places a terrorist might go to use a foreign language internet cafe, to get a job off the books, to find a place to stay. Neither confidential informants nor undercover officers were assigned to the demographics unit. It did not conduct investigations. Now, that makes it sound like what they're saying was this was not supposed to uncover terrorist leads. What's your response to that?
My response to that is Paul Brown's misinformed. The purpose of the unit was to go out and develop leads. The purpose of the unit was to find hotspots. If they went to, say, a bookstore and they saw radical literature, maybe there were videos of Osama bin Laden or the Muslim cleric, Yemeni cleric Alaki, you know, they were supposed to record that information and pass that on to the NYPD. You know, Paul Brown, it's interesting because in the deposition, Paul Galati, the commanding officer of the intelligence division, said he knew of no instance where they had generated a lead. But now Paul Brown and others, Mitch Silber, who was the chief analyst, said, "Oh wait, yeah, we did develop a lead. We did develop a lead from the demographics unit, and this was a supposed terrorist plot in 2004 that came exactly from a bookstore."
A lot of back and forth there. Adam Goldman is a reporter for the Associated Press. He's been reporting on the NYPD's demographics unit, which some say spies on Muslims in New York City and New Jersey. Thank you.